Hello, guys. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
You've been really yelly today, Jade.
Hello.
You look really nice today.
Thank you.
I've given you so many compliments, but you do look good.
That's kind.
If I was a straight man and you were single, we're at a nightclub, I'd bang you.
Aww.
How nice is that?
Thank you.
What a big compliment.
It's only taken almost 3 years to win your heart.
Almost 3 years, a bunch of makeup and doing your hair.
Makeup,
and
hair.
And some really flashy lippy.
Oh, and fake eyelashes. I can't believe I woke up and put them on this morning.
Neither can I.
I'm actually going to keep the packaging for these lashes because
you can put them back and return them.
Well, actually, these ones, you can actually take them off and put them back on if you really wanted.
I thought you were going to go get your money back from the chemist.
No, but I stuck them down with eyelash glue as well. So
they weren't
extra.
They weren't any good. I didn't like them. I want my refund.
No. Who's doing that? I've never known anyone to do that, but surely someone has.
Of course they have.
Oh, 100%.
You know what? You know who I reckon would be a big culprit of that?
Who?
The British. I've been watching a lot of... You know what? I love England.
Like a chav lady.
But I've been watching that show Take Me Out. For a country that speaks English, they're so hard to understand sometimes.
And just going on their eyelashes.
Hang on.
It looks like, you know when you get a dustpan and brush?
They've
just trimmed the fur off a brush.
I'm not kidding.
So long.
Yeah,
they're as plastic as they get.
So we've got a special guest on the podcast. It's Coffee John. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you going, guys?
Hi.
He's just called me. We're just recording our podcast opener.
You're now in the opener.
Awesome. Well, I'll let you guys go. You enjoy
the podcast. Oh, don't. You're a bit shy.
Oh, Coffee John. No, quickly tell us your star sign and if you prefer cats or dogs.
Was that question aimed to me? Because the phone is terrible, but if it was to me, I prefer dogs for sure.
Oh, see, what's your star sign, John?
An Aries.
So, me too. I didn't know that.
You're feisty.
Do you know what? So John and I are going on holidays with some other friends, like I've been telling you guys.
Yeah, very true.
This is the planning process, so we're very excited. Do we have any new developments today, John?
Well, I was looking at a gay resort, but I think it could be too gay for us at the moment. So.
Yeah, well, we spoke about that.
How can you get too gay?
What's too gay mean?
I just want to do a road trip. A road trip would be so much better.
Yeah.
But we've got to make sure the borders open up, you know. Anastasia, open those borders up, please.
Yeah, Anastasia Palaszczuk, get your shit together.
Yeah, so the boys can get their glitter.
Okay, I'll speak to you after, John.
Thanks, Coffee John.
All right, I'll let you go, guys. Enjoy your show.
See ya.
Bye, bye, doll. I love talking Maddie's friends' lingo to them. Bye, bub.
Get your glitter.
Surprise guest today.
Yeah.
Surprise
guest. That was fun. I love gay
Do you know
people.
What the issue is? So we're planning this holiday.
Yeah.
And there's four of us. And we've all got very different ideas of what we want from the holiday. So
always difficult.
One wants a really luxe holiday. The other one's sort of in between. I'm like semi in between. And John's, one person wants the luxe holiday and we're all trying to push back on it.
So who is it? John?
Oh, I can't say.
Why?
Because.
Are they really going to listen to this?
No, it's Brooklyn's boyfriend. I think he really wants the luxe holiday.
He wears Gucci belt, so that's understandable.
Mm. But do you know what? I like a luxe holiday. But it's like you got to keep everybody happy.
That's true. One of the toughest things about a group holiday.
Yep, it really is. Ooh. Well, that's a chat for another time, I think.
Yeah,
group
can't
holiday
wait to follow
disasters.
That.
All right,
Kriva's got to go.
Yeah.
You've got an appointment real quick, and then we're going for lunch.
Yes,
so
we
enjoy
are.
The podcast, Beautiful. Everyone. We're giving away another 1 kilo bag of chip salt in this episode.
Oh, my God.
Thanks to KFC
a
Mayfield.
A woman, Amber, is getting her kit off and getting a caricature of our faces on her bum tomorrow.
So our faces in cartoon drawing.
Quite incredible. Yes.
Yeah, very exciting.
Say, what is it, Jay?
Cartoon.
Caricature.
Drawn us.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys
Sheila.
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah. This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Hey guys, good morning.
Good
How
morning.
Are we?
Great. It's Thursday.
You're all dolled up with nowhere to go today. Jade, what's happening?
Well, we are giving away our second 1 kilo bag of delicious KFC authentic chip salt. And I'm heading down to Alien Art Tattoo at around about 8 o'clock today for our next tattoo. KFC on the bum Eddie.
Yeah, chicken drumstick on the bum cheek today.
Yeah, and Jade, you've got your makeup looks great, your hair looks great.
Aww.
You're ready to go.
Thanks.
You're ready for your big, on screen debut.
It's the little things in life, you know. Got a dollar.
Have your eyelashes had a growth spurt, Jade?
I put some
Very
false
long.
Lashes on because I love doing my makeup and getting dolled up. But the thing is, I never have anywhere to go these days. So you know what?
We're not good enough, eh?
Alien Art Tattoo there at Mayfield. I've doubled up for you this morning.
I was worried that you were going to wear like a nice little frock or something.
Yeah.
And I did say to her yesterday, Crevo, she called me up and I'm like, please don't wear a frock. It's a tattoo shop.
Why not? You can wear what you want.
No. You don't want to wear like a Logie's dress to the tattoo shop.
No. I'm just going regular me, but with just more of a dressy jacket.
Yeah. And more makeup.
Yeah. You look good, Jay.
You look great.
Oh, thanks,
guys.
You look sexy.
Oh.
If I was that way inclined, I'd,
I tick your box. Yeah, thanks, Maddie.
There you go.
How are you, Crevo?
I'm really good.
You look the same as you did yesterday. As do I.
Because that's my vibe, you know? I'm what you get is what I am.
What's going on with you today? You've never forgotten your laptop in the entire time I've worked with you.
Yeah, what's happened?
So, last night, 10, maybe 12.
All over the place.
1:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
I awake to, I believe, fireworks being set off.
No.
Mayfield.
Maybe in the park, I think, like really close. And then I look out the window and there's the two guys scuttling off with a box.
That's awesome.
Which I can only assume is fireworks. It was bang, like really loud bangs.
Did you see the colour of the fireworks?
I didn't see that.
Because
if they were blue,
it's because of state of origin. The Blues won.
Yeah, I tried to go and look, but yeah.
Go the Blues.
Yeah. Oh, you sound so convinced.
Yeah. 34-10.
How good.
Yeah, it is a great win.
It's, you know what makes it exciting, though, for game three?
I went to the Kent last night to watch it, yeah. It's a good vibe. It is a fun time watching Origin at the pub.
Were you yelling at the screen?
A few times.
I liked the punch-on.
Come on!
At the end of the game, tensions rose. Two players got sent off.
Oh, That sounds exciting.
It was. It makes it a bit more exciting.
Yeah, of course.
No, we're not supposed to say, bring back the biff. You know?
But you just did.
That's how you say it. Guys, up next, unbelievable story for you.
Yeah.
Over in New Zealand, you know how here we've got things like Australian Idol and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Over there, they have a competition called Bird of the Year, which is where they all vote for their favourite birds.
Yeah.
It's actually
and
huge.
It's a big thing.
They usually get around 40 or 50,000 votes for this thing.
It goes viral, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it does. And the bird that's won this year has some just fascinating traits about its sexuality and all sorts of things that we've got to get right into next. You guys are going to love this.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
You're a boss. I'm like a bird.
Yeah, that's right. So over there, it's actually become a big thing. So it's about a competition that's 15 years old now, but it's been growing. Basically, the idea is to like highlight birds that are endangered and stuff and just get people to support birds because often they're overlooked because they're just little creatures.
Poor
birdies.
Well, Maddie, you've got a fear of birds.
Yeah, I hate them.
Like, you know, whales and dolphins and stuff, everyone will donate $5 to, like if they're rattling a tin. But a little bird, like no one even thinks about it. that. Anyway, huge over there. This year, though, things have gotten a little bit more interesting, right? So the competition is geared up. There's already been 40,000 ballots cast, which
wow.
is just huge.
That's a lot.
For a bird competition. And commercial interests have started to, seep into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's even been allegations of vote rigging this year. And I think what's sort of attracting so much this year to a spotlight to this yeah. competition is the bird that's, one of the front runners. So, basically, the bird is called the hee-hee or stitch bird.
The what? Sorry?
Hee-hee. It's the only bird in the world to mate face-to-face.
Oh.
And it has unusually oversized testicles. So this adult toy megastore has gotten involved
yeah.
and is now supporting great. The campaign for the hee hee.
does that mean when it mates, and I'm guessing it must throw the woman bird on her back?
Oh, what?
I don't know about
thrust.
That.
Well, there's no other way.
They don't have to lie down, do they? Maybe it just sort of telescopes its.
Too
bits
hard
out.
To mate on your feet like that.
Well, you never know. The hee-hee is also a polyamorous bird.
Oh,
and it's sexually fluid.
Ooh.
So it loves all hee-hees, if you will.
Do you have a picture of this bird?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, this is great.
I'm looking it up. It's actually quite cute.
It is a cute bird.
Oh, wow.
It's on the smaller side, just to give you a description.
A little bit fluffy.
It's quite fluffy. It has a black hood, a slightly hooked beak, and then a little white earlobe, and then a gold sort of necklace around it, and then the rest of it's grey.
I know I'm a sicko, but I've just googled stitch bird testes because I'm.
Oh,
I want to see what the.
You went there.
What the balls look like on it.
Unusually large. I mean, I'm guessing for a bird. I don't think it's running around with a pair of bull testes.
No, but who's ever seen. I don't think I've ever seen testes. He's on a bird.
Neither have I, but,
yeah, that's a really great point you raised, Jade. When did you see bird testes? Okay. I've never seen
that's
them.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
I don't think I want to look now.
Here's a bit more info on it.
Yeah.
Male hee-hees have testicles 4 times larger than they should by size, making them the largest testicles on a bird in the world.
Wow.
How could you not vote for
bigger
them?
Bigger than an eagle.
Well, by size, I guess,
A tiny little bird.
You know what? That's why they're so puffed up and fluffy, because the testes are inside the bird.
There must be, need to keep them warm or something. Anyway, that is all the bird election news over in New Zealand at the moment.
So when do we know when
think 4 days left of voting.
Oh, let's get on there and vote.
Do you know what? Just looking at the face of this bird, it almost reminds me of that, overly touchy uncle.
What?
The overly sexual uncle that's at the party and he's
he wants to kiss on the lips.
Yeah, he's just got that look about it. It's weird.
He does have giant testicles.
How interesting.
There you go.
Very good. Thank you, Creevo. That was great. You well delivered then.
Oh,
really
I'm glad
good.
You guys enjoyed it.
Well, testes on a bird.
Hey, lads versus lasses up next. Let's pivot away from bird testes. Up for grabs today, we have a double pass to the critically acclaimed musical Jade
Pippin.
Starring at the, playing it rather, at the Sydney Lyric Theatre in Sydney. If you'd like a double pass, we need one lad and one lass. Can we do a leaderboard check, please?
The guys are on 33 and the girls are on 28.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you win yesterday, the girls?
Yeah, we did, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
So we're coming back, girls. Come on, we can do it.
Oh, I'm sick of hearing that every single day. They just let you down day after day,
come
Jade.
On. You always call late, ladies. Ring on the phone now. You can get through.
Yeah, they're all open. The lines are open.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Lads.
Versus lasses.
Yep, it's the ultimate battle of the sexes pop culture quiz. Lad taking on a lass. We do need a lad still. If you're a guy and you want to score yourself a double pass to Pippin the Musical in Sydney, give us a call. 13 10 09. You're right there, Jade.
Yeah.
Very sassy this morning.
Very sassy indeed.
We're going to Julianne right now. She's a retail worker who is not looking forward to the Christmas rush. She loved English in school and she wants to go back to the early 90s.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Hi,
good.
Julianne.
Oh, man. We're like kindred spirits because I loved English in school. I would love to go back to the early 90s because I was just getting around on my bike in just like bike pants and baggy t-shirts running amok in the street. Is that like fond memories for yourself?
Absolutely. Life was just so much easier and it was just more freedom. It was just wonderful.
Oh, aww. Isn't that nice? What's wrong with the current day though, Julianne? It's still all right.
It's still all right. It's just so much of a hassle every
day. Do you have kids, Julianne?
Yeah, I've got two girls.
Oh, lovely. What are their ages?
They're lucky. They're 14 and 16, so nice ages.
Oh, that's good. You rarely hear that. When you hear the teenage years, everyone always goes, oh, it's a nightmare.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not a nightmare. It's just they can sort of, take care of themselves a bit better.
True.
It's becoming easier for you in a way.
Less responsibility.
Exactly. You can make your own sandwiches.
That's exactly right. They can make their own beds and dress themselves and get out the door.
Oh, good. Oh, this is great. I like you.
Oh, good.
Oh, it just sounds like good value. It's good to make your kids do that stuff. Don't coddle them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. They drive you nuts as it is. So get them out the door.
All right. Well, let's hope you can get the win this morning, Julianne. First question, what is a masonry bit used for?
Is it when you're drilling?
Yeah,
we'll take that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, drilling concrete, brick or stone. All right, question number two. What was the final score of last night's State of Origin game?
34-10.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, this could be hard for the lads today.
I'm so excited. Okay, question three. In fishing, the brand Hummingbird is famous for making what?
Hummingbird. Ooh, let's go with... Don't know if it's rod, so we'll go with lures, maybe?
No.
No. Sounders.
All of that sort of fish finder gear, all the electronics.
That's great, though.
Not too bad.
Two out of three. That's going to be hard to beat.
All right,
sure is.
Line.
Luckily, we've got an excellent challenger, Brad, who likes Kenny Rogers and wants a Merriweather beach house, don't we all? And hates people who do not indicate on roads.
Ooh. Hello, Brad.
You're a man after my own heart.
Yep.
How you doing? Yeah, good, man.
Thank you.
Excellent, excellent. All right, well, let's hook into these questions. Now, you do need 2 points to tie or 3 points for an instant win.
Okay.
All right, let's go for these. All right, question number one. Actress Misha Barton, a.k.a. Marissa from The OC, recently starred in which US reality show? Oh, my God, really hard one.
I'm guessing it would be the one where they America's Got Talent.
No,
unfortunately not. It's The Hills.
Good try.
Tough one.
Isn't hard, Crevo, by the way. You just need to scrub up on your pop culture, brother.
All right, question number two. The company John Frieda make a range of what? A, foundation or makeup. B, fake eyelashes. Or C, hair care.
I'd say hair care.
Correct.
Oh,
good
well
work,
done.
Man. All right. Question number three. Now, this is crucial if you want to go for the coin toss, a.k.a. the tie. Oh. Who was the lead actress in the Miss Congeniality movies? Now, that one I'd never
Sandra
get.
Bullock.
Oh, man, you killed it.
It's a coin toss. Oh.
Okay,
all right,
here you go.
Get out that coin, damn. Maddie, the Google coin.
Heads or tails, Brad?
I'll go tails.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
Come on, ladies.
Here we go.
It's heads. Yes!
Oh, sorry, Brad.
Sorry, Brad.
Not sorry, Brad. Yay!
Julianne, you got the win.
I got the win?
Yes!
Yeah, off a coin toss.
I love it. awesome. He did great.
Off to Pippin the Musical.
Yay!
In Sydney. Good stuff, Julianne. Appreciate that. Enjoy your day. Hopefully that takes you back to the 90s or something.
Yeah, it does.
Because the outfits are very 90s.
What, right now?
No, in Pippin.
Oh.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Grevo.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Guys, we're talking piercings now. Did you pierce your own ears as a child, Jade? Or
no.
Did anyone in your family do that?
No.
You don't have piercings, do you?
My mum pierced her own ears when she was a child.
Yeah. Well, get this. The other day, my friend, I was actually mortified, pierced his own nose.
Ooh.
What?
I've heard people doing that.
Is that even
that.
Doing a thing?
It looked horrible. I was like, what are you doing? Just go down to the piercing shop. Anyway, it's all blown up and has gotten infected, pussy.
Yeah.
Like, one side of his nose is, like, double the size.
Oh, that, yucky. That is a real problem.
I was like, why would you do that?
I'm no doctor, but I know he's in trouble.
Teenagers do it a lot. You do it in your years when you're rebelling. Your parents won't let you get a piercing, so you do it yourself. My mum, they couldn't afford to get their ears pierced, so how they did in the old days.
Yeah.
They used to get a cork. And then they get the needle, they just use a lighter to sterilize it, and then they had ice cubes to try and numb their lobe, and then chook, straight through.
I think it's easier to pierce an ear than a nose.
Yeah.
Well, in the nose you're going through more cartilage.
I said to him, I'm like, just take it out. No, you've just got to go through that, through the, you know, infection stage. I was like, no, you're wrong. Should be no infection stage.
That's dedication.
Like, stupidity. Do you really want it? Obviously, the needle was dirty and he hadn't sterilized it properly. Anyway, that's
ill.
On him. What we thought we'd do this morning, though, 13:10:09, piercing horror stories. Doesn't have to be a home job. It can be, you know, at a parlor.
Well, I've heard a lot of guns getting stuck.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, piercing guns sometimes jam up when they're mid-through.
Do you know what? Just having a look at the Facebook meme we put up yesterday, terrible stories.
Really? Oh, I had no horrific idea this would be big.
Horrific. Okay, taking your calls after this. 13:10:09, your piercing horror stories.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Oh, my God, my friend's nose. I'm worried for him. I think it's going to fall off. He tried to pierce it himself. He's got the ring in, but it's blown up twice the size of his regular nose. And he's persevering with it. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, because as it's swelling, surely the piercing would get...
If your nose
it would
so
make
bright.
It worse. Would the piercing pop out? Because I know I've heard of that happening too because it swells so much.
It's in there. Let me tell you, this happened to me or something similar when I was 16. I was dead set on getting like a stud through my lip.
Oh, you got a labret.
Yeah, that one. Then anyway, I get the piercing and same sort of deal. My lip swelled up to like 2-3 times the size it should.
Mm.
And the back of the piercing started like...
To pop
like,
off?
No, there was like a hole in the back of my lip.
Started cutting into your lip.
Yeah, yeah. So I got it taken out. Awful experience.
I had a labret.
And a year later, I'm like, oh, maybe that was just a one-off. Get it done again.
You know, same thing.
Same thing happened.
Yeah.
So you end up with your lip swelled up like a big Kransky.
Yeah, just labrets flopping don't around go there. Too well, I don't reckon. I had a, like, it
don't
wasn't too
one.
Bad, but yeah, I took it out after like a week. I was like, nah.
And they hurt.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, it's really fleshy, that part.
It's
just
really not for me.
You're so pure.
I'm not pure.
Yeah, you are. You're pure. No tattoos, no piercings.
I don't know. They look cool on some people, just not me.
Let's go to Michelle. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Piercing horror stories, was it yourself?
No, it was my 5-year-old daughter.
Oh,
she wanted her ear pierced for her birthday.
Yeah.
And within 2 weeks, she had them pierced 3 times.
Oh.
And the last time, it went into her earlobe, and she had to go to the hospital to get it cut out.
Oh, my God. That doesn't sound normal.
Why three times?
One kept falling out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was the left one that kept falling out, and the right one is one that actually went into the earlobe.
But I don't understand. So how could it fall out, though? Wouldn't that just be dodgy backing? Like, why would you have to get the hole re-pierced that many times?
Because apparently it closes over really quickly. So she would have went back within the same day of it falling out.
And it was already closed.
It. Yeah.
Is your daughter superhuman? That sounds like a magical power she has there.
Yeah,
healing that quick. That's insane.
Thanks for your call, Michelle.
Wow.
Like I said, this on Facebook, some of the stories out of Newcastle.
Amazing.
One guy was like, we got the old Prince Albert done.
Oh, yes.
And his partner got her version of that done.
Yeah.
And they got caught.
Oh,
during adult like cuddles.
Two bars or something.
I've heard of that happening.
Yeah. Ripped each other out.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I actually feel a bit ill hearing that. Jason said my friend got his tongue pierced and went and got cinnamon pancakes. The cinnamon went in the hole and he almost kicked the table over because it was so spicy.
Oh.
Like so painful. I hate it. Nothing worse than cinnamon in the hole.
No, thanks. Anything in the hole's not good.
That was a weird thing to say, Crevo.
What do you mean?
Have you had experience with that?
No,
I'm
just
imagining. If you get a cut in a hole,
anything like that, it would sting like crazy. Have you ever had like chili powder? Yeah, or something like
that. I've had chili powder in like a cut.
Cut or something. Yeah. I imagine it'd be the same sort of thing.
I think you're right there, Crevo. But guys, we need to have a little bit of an intervention with Maddie this morning.
Here we go.
Because you're doing something which is a little odd. And I've actually pointed you out doing this thing a couple of times.
Bit rich coming from you, Dale. Everything you do is odd.
No. Keep an open mind. Don't attack straight off the bat. What's wrong with you? He doesn't even know what it is yet, and you're on the defense.
Okay.
Should have been a soldier. All right, we're going to have this intervention with you in a minute.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
And we are having a bit of an intervention with you, Maddie, because I've been noticing you do something which some would say is a little bit gross in public. And
okay, here we go. You
just continue to do it. So Maddie sniffs his armpit. So he'll lift his elbow like a chicken, and he lowers his chin all the way down to his armpit and does the old sniff test to see if he's stinking up or not.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's just a bit gross.
Why are you so weirded out by that, Jade? I'll tell you why I do it.
Yeah.
Because I brought my deodorant to work here one day with me, and I left it here, and I just keep forgetting to buy some more for home whenever I go to the shop. So I'll come to work and I won't have sprayed any deodorant yet. So I like just do the check before I run into the back office and spray it. That's why I've been sniffing.
I just think,
why don't you just spray every day?
Yeah.
Because I don't have any at home. I left my one here and I keep forgetting to take mine home.
Can't you just buy two?
I keep forgetting. I've just said five times.
This is not my point. My point is like, do you only spray it if you're stinking up a storm? Like if you're not stinking, you're like,
forgetful. I'm just very forgetful.
Oh, so you're like checking if you've sprayed it or not?
I smell good.
No, he checks to genuinely see if he stinks. And then
I'm paranoid about that.
Like, he runs around and goes, oh, do you have any deodorant? And he'll borrow whatever he can get.
When have I ever asked you for deodorant, Jade?
Oh, you have, and I gave you my Hello Kitty bubblegum flavour.
Oh, 2 years ago. Anyway, so that's all you got?
Yeah, the thing is, you do it like even out at the shops and stuff.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you have.
You're such a liar, Jade.
Maddie, be honest with yourself for a change. I'm not lying. I'm not hamming this up for
you guys hang out a lot outside of work.
Yeah,
so you've seen it around town.
Don't be ashamed. It's okay.
It'll be at the Kent or whatever and then
you lift it up. But the thing
is, when I'm with you and you're doing that around town,
people are looking.
No, they're not.
They are. And I'm just like, I'm not with you. That's why I step away from you sometimes.
I'll take that, okay? Can I just say that?
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot one straight back over the deck here.
No, don't do that. You need to learn to take constructive criticism and not fire an armed weapon. Just growth, personal
Crevo,
growth.
Yeah. Crevo,
here we go.
What you did she just say? Just let's talk about Jade's filthy habits for a second.
Oh, yeah. Actually, this is a great
choice. I like to bite my fingernails and I put them in the pot plant next to me because NASA said that it's good for plants to put the dirty fingernails in there. Tell me about deodorant, Jade. Bite your nails in the corner, Dom.
Yeah, that's fine. You know what? But the thing is, I'm actually honest with myself. I actually admitted that out loud, off air, and I'm actually okay to say that. That's not shameful.
Do you
want to
do a sniff test?
I don't want to sniff your armpits.
No, just do a sniff. I don't sniff. No, come on.
No.
Hey, you want to embarrass me on air? Come and sniff. Tell me if I'm bad.
No, you sniff yourself.
Nothing. It smells like my Issey Miyake.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Anyway.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
The moment has arrived.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on. Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
It's one of those weird days today with Jade where she just, like, starts spewing out anything.
Saying stuff.
Weird stuff. So she just said during the news, guys, I think we really need to start doing voice warm-up exercises. No. I do believe you have a couple for us.
Yeah, some tongue twisters.
This is what she suggested for us to do.
John got juice and jelly on his jacket when Judy jumped on him. They're more tongue twisters.
Got what on his jacket now after he got jumped on?
Juice and jelly.
Is that what they're calling it now?
Yes, and then David's daddy's dog didn't dig dirt in the dark. No. Some of them are a little bit odd. Of course, it's just the, how now, brown cow?
Jade just started. It wasn't like, guys, we should do this as a group first. It was just Jade saying that out of nowhere, like really loud on repeat.
And the
how now, brown cow? I'm like, just trying to see it. And sip I slowly
turn the music up to ignore it so I can't hear it. Like, I finally get to the stage. Stop! Anyway, hey guys, thanks Jade. You're 100% you. We love you for it.
Thank you.
Will and Grace actor Brian Alvarez has gone viral on Twitter after he absolutely nailed the Aussie accent. He's an American, and it's always hard for Americans, I feel, to do a good Aussie accent. I have the tape right here. Let's take a listen.
Hey guys, just wanted to reach out to America and say we're so proud of you that you got rid of your stupid f***ing dictator and that you guys are going to have like a regular president again. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it's so much better than the f*** you've put the whole world through for the last 4 years. So I just want to say congratulations and you're not as stupid as we thought and we love you now.
Now, ignore the content of what he was saying.
Yeah.
That accent, he sounds like he's from down the pub.
So he's American.
American.
Yeah. Wow.
That is an amazing Australian accent.
Because apparently actors always say Aussie accents are really hard to put on. So he did a pretty good job.
Like I said, I reckon I can count on three fingers, maybe two, the amount of Americans I've heard doing a flawless Aussie accent. I don't know if you agree.
I'm just trying to think about it.
Non-existent.
It's hard to nail it, to really nail it, isn't it?
Do you know who did do a great Aussie accent?
Who?
Not American, but Robin Williams.
When he
was alive. Fantastic. Really good.
I loved him. He was great.
Yeah, he was
good at every impersonation.
Well, look, we thought we'd have a bit of fun this morning on 131009. What accent can you absolutely nail?
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe you pull it out for your friends and, you know, it's a party trick. I think I'm pretty good at accents.
Do you know who I do?
Yeah, I think so.
Give us one then.
Well, what do you want?
English, because you really have your heart set on meeting an English
you do.
Man. So.
Okay. Hello, Jade. Do you want to come over to my house tonight?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's
do you want to come
bad.
Over to my house?
Not bad. Hamish, stop shaking your head in there. Hamish, what's wrong with you?
Hamish is the best judge because he lived in England for a while.
Well, give us one, Hamish.
No, I'm not going to try.
Please, you're happy to shake your head.
I don't want to try. One to ten on the scale, how good was Maddie's accent then?
It's a sort of a London sort of...
Hello, mate.
Essex thing. No, not quite Essex. London, I'd say. Yeah.
Hello, mate.
Nine?
It's okay.
Eight.
Let's get
seven,
more.
Six. Seven.
Let's get more all tonight.
Not on the scale. Sorry, Maddie.
All right. We're taking your accents next. Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. 13:10:09 this morning. We're having a bit of fun. We want your best accents.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo.
Yeah, this American guy from Will and Grace, actually, Brian Alvarez, nailed the Aussie accent. Mm. And it, like we were just saying, so hard to nail the Aussie accent. So what we thought we'd do is take any accent here this morning. If you can impress your mates, impress yourself with your little voice, we want to hear it.
Maybe you're like an actor, like we all are, an amateur actors. Because actors, that's one of the biggest things they have to do is work out how to do accents.
That's true. But you know who really does it a lot?
Who?
People in retail and bartenders. Because when I used to work in those professions, you'd get bored midway through your shift. It was a slog. And then you'd say to your mate at work, oh, let's put on accents and see who can serve a whole customer without, like, breaking.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's a thing.
That's one thing
retail.
I can relate. I did do that.
Yeah.
Certain accents do really well in sales as well.
Mm.
I always, such as?
My friend, when I used to work doing, like, software sales, these two Irish guys, they were, like, some of the best on the whole floor. And it was just their accent was so disarming.
Yeah.
So, like, when they do cold calling, the people just couldn't.
Like
quite friendly sounding.
Very friendly. They just couldn't hang up and they'd always just end up with the sale. Like these two guys were absolute guns and 100% it was from their accent.
Wow.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones. Robbie, good morning.
I'm begging your pardon, but it's not Robbie.
Oh.
I'm wanting to know why your curry is not very hot here.
Oh, Robbie.
Is it a buttered chicken?
We have butter chicken.
Wow, you are a
that
great
is really
actor.
Good. That is really good.
You can do voice acting work.
Ah, oh, but what you want order? You want order?
Robbie.
It's very much down the food path,
isn't it? Yeah. Well, that's
terrible. Yeah. Yeah, the Indian twang there was quite good.
Very impressive. You could get acting work. Let's see if Michelle could get acting work.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, I was just listening and I think my friend Robbie was just on. I don't know if this is politically correct for me to be speaking like this, but yes, I don't know if I know Robbie, but yes, I
So Indian accent.
So was that
again.
Meant to be Indian Michelle?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Not as good.
Not as
Let's hear your real voice.
Good.
Let's hear your real voice.
My real voice. This is my real voice.
Okay.
For quite different. I'm going to say you're going to need a bit more acting training if you want to get the next job.
Oh, my goodness me. That is very insulting.
Oh, that was better.
That was good.
That was improved. Good.
You
that
improved
was definitely.
Quickly.
That was good.
Wow. Oh, well, there
good.
We go.
We've got a lot of talented people.
Voice acting. Can you do one?
I'm terrible with accents.
Yeah, yeah. He
not
says
my
that.
Thing.
Yeah. He says that. Just like Hamish said he couldn't do them, and he walks in the song and does one.
Yeah, he does. Oh, guys. Look, I need to give you an update. So earlier this week on the show.
Yeah. You're looking for another job.
Well, no. Not another job. I love you guys. I'm not going anywhere. But no, I just thought, you know, weekends, Christmas coming up. I might do a Christmas casual job. I love Chrissy. You know, and there was a particular job I used to do as a casual, which I really loved. And I thought I'd try my hand at it. But I put my application out there. And I'll give you an update of where we're at, but I don't think it's looking good. So I think we need to have a bit of a funeral for my career days are over in as a casual employee.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Hey, Jade, I know you applied for a job the other day. Let's find out what happened. Oh, yeah, you wanted to leave us.
No, I didn't. I'm never leaving you guys. I'm like a tick of, like, suckled in. But the thing is, the thing is,
yum yum, licky licky,
licky licky. It's coming up to Christmas, and I just I love this time of year, and I have these moments where I get very nostalgic, and I love you know my days working in the department store and like wrapping up the presents.
So you used to work at David Jones, right?
Yeah, David Jones and Maya actually, but I worked at both. But DJ's had a position open, so I thought, you know what, I could work as a Christmas casual. My weekends, we've got holidays coming up.
Because you like money.
Yeah, you know, if I can earn a dollar, 100%, I'd like to think I'm a hard worker. So, you know, if there's money to be made and I've got the skills,
I've
done it before, I think I could help them out. But
love the self-promotion there. Thanks. If you're listening and want to give Jade a Christmas casual job, 13.09.
Yeah, she does weekends.
But anyway, I thought, you know what, I'll apply.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear anything back. And then, you know,
for how long? Let's be real clear on this one.
Okay, I think I applied on the 6th
last
of November.
Last week.
6th of November.
So a week ago you applied for the David Jones job.
6 days ago.
Yeah.
Not even a week.
Yeah, but I'm a hustler, you know. I grew up in the days where you could walk into a store, any shop, and you could give them your resume, introduce yourself to the manager, have a chat, and you could get a position, right?
Mm.
These days, it's all online. So you don't get to introduce yourself or it's algorithms with computers. It's a whole nother ball game. So anyway, I put my application in. I'm just sort of sitting there twiddling my thumbs. I haven't heard anything back.
You're expecting a response the next day or something.
I got real antsy. I'm thinking, well, Christmas is coming up. You know, there's not many weeks left.
I don't know how you could be even bothered doing a second job, Jade. Like, please.
But I love it.
Screw that.
I love it. I wanted to work, you know, my old days, spritzing fragrance, talking about the notes of jasmine and magnolia. Anyway, didn't hear anything back. I sent an email. Still haven't heard anything. And then I called the store and I managed to get through to the manager and they said, well, unfortunately, we can't do anything at store level. It goes to the HR department.
Where they
go through everything. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, thank you for your time. I said, hopefully I'll work for you one day.
Still trying to get a good word in there. Yeah. Like this poor lady you're talking to at the fragrance counter has any control.
Any pull. Nah. So
absolutely none.
I think I've missed the boat because you know what? The job's come down, so I think they've filled.
And I essentially
got the palm off, so.
It's
really?
All over Red
Real
Rover.
Talk, it's done. So I've been thinking about it. I'm still into the spirit of Christmas, regardless of that defeat. And I was thinking, you know what? I wouldn't mind helping out a charity instead.
That's very nice, Jade.
That's nice.
So if there's, you know, they do the gold coin donation in the shopping centres and you can help wrap presents. If there's any charities that are doing that, 13.10.09, get in touch because you know what?
You'll do that.
I'll do it.
Okay, knowing you, Jade, right. So what you're proposing here is giving up your weekend work here that pays you to going to work for free.
We've got holidays coming up.
But bigger, if you've got a job for Jade, weekend casual work.
Oh, okay.
13.10.09 as well. Because Jade's, you know, she hustles for a dollar. She's a hard worker, like she said.
Oh, thanks.
I don't want you having a second job.
Why not?
Because you'll drop the ball on this job.
Don't be jealous, mate.
Don't be jealous.
I'm not jealous.
The new workplace friends.
You're still my number one.
I couldn't think of anything worse than working a second job.
Yeah, but
I know a lot of people do it.
Crevo does it.
Yeah, I know, but you know.
Just a little bit on the side. It's all right.
Crevo says that. He probably makes more than his job here.
Come on, how ridiculous. I wish.
Well, anyway, that's my avenue.
Oh, sorry, Jade. I'm sorry to hear that you didn't get the job.
No, look, you know, you win some.
You were very upset.
I was.
And do you know what? She even, this is a little off the air thing. She rang the David Jones HR department and they said, she's like, I love David Jones. He's like, yes, yes, I'm glad you like the company, blah, blah, blah.
Like this has any effect on me.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, look, We'll take your number and we'll call you back. That means it was dead on arrival.
You gotta try, though.
You do.
I missed the boat on that one.
Well, there's a phone ringing at the moment.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, look, maybe it's a job, Jade.
No, look, I don't care about the job.
Will you take any job?
Look, just leave it alone. I'm bruised. My ego's, you know.
The big radio star.
Oh,
I mean, it's their loss, really.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, yeah, look, it's okay.
Oh, yeah, I think we have one here, right. Jade.
We're going to take the call.
Let's take the call. Deb, good morning.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing good. Good, Deb. Have you got a job for Jade?
I do, Jadey. We'd love to have you. I work at Samaritan's.
Oh, cool.
Good work you guys do. This is good.
Yeah, amazing. And every year we have a gift wrapping service that we call Wrapped with Love. And it's a gold coin donation and we do it at Stockland Glendale.
Oh, awesome.
There we go.
Sign me up. I will hands down do that.
Great. And it's during the week, but it's after your shift. Obviously, we don't start at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, so we will be in touch and we can organise a shift.
Oh, I would love to do that. Thank you so much, Deb.
Is it just one shift, Deb? Are you just saying one shift to trial her out? Like, you know,
honestly.
She'll be sticky taping your fingers and stuff.
No, I am a very good wrapper because I used to have to wrap the presents like as a casual way back when. So I do have good wrapping experience.
I'm sure you do. I think you'll get absolutely amazing.
Oh, there we go.
And can I wear a Christmas Santa hat?
You had to come dressed as an elf.
Oh, perfect.
This is a match made in heaven.
Yes. It is.
Oh, thank you, Deb. That makes me happy. I like giving back at Christmas. That's good.
All right, we'll set this all up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Deb. Wow.
Cool. I'm excited.
Well, you got your wish, Jade.
Yay. So,
anyways, we need to go. We're running very late this morning.
Sorry,
Hamish. News time next. You're off now because after 8 o'clock this morning, another person is getting a tattoo in exchange for the KFC chip salt. Off you go to the tattoo shop, Jade.
Yeah.
We'll see you later.
All right. Elf to Alien soon. Art Tattoo there at Mayfield.
All right. News time next. A new FM.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo. The Nova. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
A big thank you to Happy Mobile Cafe for hooking us up with our coffees each morning. happymobilecafe.com.au. Carl and Benny, absolutely amazing.
Always good. Maddie, up next, great story for you. This lady goes into a chicken restaurant in America. It's called Chick-fil-A, right? Sort of like
Sounds fancy.
It's not really. It's like takeaway sort of vibe, right?
Yeah.
Maybe one step up from that, but hardly. Anyway, she goes in there and she says, "I'm the FBI. Give me chicken.
No.
I demand chicken," right? This is an amazing story. Tip, she wasn't in the FBI. She was just a lady demanding free chicken.
This one's a feed.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
And now, Crevo, we're going to investigate this FBI chicken scandal.
Yeah, that's right. We move over to Georgia in the United States, where a woman essentially went into this restaurant called Chick-fil-A. It's a big chain over there. They do like sort of chicken burgers and that sort of vibe.
So is it kind of like Henny Penny?
Something like that.
Along
those lines. Exactly right. Anyway, she goes in there and she basically goes up to the front counter and leans across to the gentleman serving her behind like at the till and says, "Excuse me, I'm in the FBI. You need to give me some free chicken for my investigation." Now, this feels like something straight out of like a Simpsons plot or something, doesn't it? Like Bart would do. But this lady, Kimberly George Ragsdale, 47 years of age, she told the restaurant workers she's a federal agent and needed free chicken immediately.
Now, the poor child, the teenager probably serving her behind the counter, would panic, I'm imagining. Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Well, that's right. You can imagine the sort of pimply-faced young person who has
I'll
to...
I'll just go get it for you.
Let me check out the back. I need to talk to my manager. Right? Of course, now, she was started to worry that she wasn't, like, being taken seriously, right? So, to try and improve the convincingness of her acting, she then started talking into her shirt, pretending she had like a walkie-talkie hidden in there, saying that the investigation needed to occur immediately. Luckily, though, of course, the staff at the Chick-fil-A, you know, figured out that this whole thing was obviously a massive con, and called up the real police, who promptly arrested her.
How much chicken do you think she asked for?
Look, any kind of demand. If you're at a fast food restaurant working in America and somebody's making demands for freebies, of course you're going to worry about A, robbery, and B, the person going to have a weapon, right?
Do you have a picture of this woman?
Of course I do.
Let's have a look.
Hang on, let me pull her up. Just to describe her, I'm going to say she's on the rattier side in terms of her hair. Let's see. Oh, there you go, Maddie. The eyebrows, they look like cartoon ones that are pointing downwards.
Wow.
Like two arrows pointing towards her nose.
You know what? You wouldn't want to run into her in a dark alleyway.
No, I tell you that. Especially if she's demanding chicken from you. You're going to be a whole lot of worried.
Mum is hungry.
Give me the chicken. I'm in the FBI. Absolutely not.
It fascinates me, her thought process, walking into the chicken shop. This is a convincing argument.
This is how they're going to fall for this.
Hook, line, and sinker, they're going to take this.
Yeah. Well, luckily they didn't. She's been arrested. She's going to court. Justice will prevail this time.
What are they going to say at the court?
I
honestly
know. I'd love to be in the jury for that one.
Hey, we are playing the Novo's Cash Cocktail up next. If you want to have a crack at $450 this morning.
Yes, please.
13:10:09, you need to tell us what these three sounds are. We do know number one is an electric toothbrush. All of the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au. And, of course, every single caller that gets to air for the cash cocktail goes in the draw for what?
That's right. They get the 12 cocktail cans. These are delicious premixed cocktails. Flavors like cotton candy and apple pie, martinis, everything. The whole box and dice. You're getting 12 of these hooked up for a big party pack on Friday. We give away one per week.
Yeah, we'll draw that tomorrow.
Jay, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
The Novos Cash Cocktail. It's your chance to win cash. And only on Newcastle's New FM. Cash,
yes, Crevo, we do know that sound number one is an electric toothbrush.
Two and three, all that's left to identify. $450 up for grabs.
In the kitty, let's go to Colleen. Good morning, Colleen.
Morning.
Hello. Okay, what do you think the sounds are for $450?
Is it flicking the little spring door stopper? For one of them, and one of those removalist trolleys over like the wheels.
Good guesses. Incorrect, though.
Thanks for playing.
All right, let's take a couple more. New FM, who's this?
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, how are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you going?
Yeah, going well. All right, the sounds, the money up for grabs, what do you think they are?
Sorry, say that again?
What do you think the sounds are?
Number two and three.
Oh, I haven't actually listened to it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you just want to win the money.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, we'll give you, give you a listen.
Here you go.
All right, we need number two and number three for the cash. What are they?
Oh, braking of a car?
No. Sorry, Sarah. Thank you, though. Appreciate your calls. Oh, very good. Playing again before 9 o'clock today, the cash cocktail. $450 in the kitty. Up next, though, very exciting. Of course, yesterday, listener Tom got a tattoo of a KFC bucket with our initials inside the bucket in exchange for a kilo of KFC chip salt creaver. And we do have another man up for the challenge today.
That's right. We're going to meet Eddie soon, who is getting a giant chicken drumstick on his bum cheek for 1 kilo of KFC chip salt.
Jay, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Time's up. Hold on. All right, you got 30 seconds. Ready?
The moment has arrived.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Of course, the biggest thing to happen in Newcastle this week is us giving away 1 kilo bags of official KFC chip salt. It's a money can't buy prize. Yesterday, we met Tom, who, of course, got the tattoo of the KFC bucket with our initials on it. Great trade.
What a legend.
Absolute legend.
That's the level of trade that we're looking for this salt. We've got a lot of requests from people wanting to get tattoos in exchange for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And today, we're going to meet our next winner, really, of this. Eddie, who is getting a KFC chicken drumstick on his bum cheek.
Jade is live at Alien Art Tattoos in Mayfield. Hey, Jade.
Hey, guys. So, I'm down here right now, and Eddie
Jade.
What?
Why are you pretending to be, like, a news reporter?
Because I'm excited. I feel like I'm on the Logie's gold carpet, but I'm on the Alien Art red carpet strip here.
Okay. Well, we're going to catch up with you in a second. What's it like down there?
Oh, well, it's very serene. Everyone's calm. Eddie, you're calm, aren't you?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Yeah, you did say you may swear.
Yeah,
no swearing.
No swearing.
Eddie. Well, you have to pay for the
tattoo.
We're going to
keep... He's a little bit worried because the butt apparently is very painful.
Oh, really?
Have you inspected where Eddie's getting his tattoo, Jade? Have you had a look?
I have, actually. I almost wanted to bite into his cheek because you can see the delicious drummy. On his butt cheek.
Oh, like it's sketched nice. Out already. It's sketched yep. out.
All right. Well, we're going to come back after the song. Eddie, about to get a KFC chicken drumstick tattooed on his bum cheek for a bag of KFC chip salt.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
And Eddie is down at Alien Art Tattoos in Mayfield. They're recruiting artists now, actually. Yep. Check them out on Instagram and get in touch with them there. Let's do it.
Shut up and take my money.
They still have to admit how good the KFC chips are.
Yeah, and if you can't admit that, you're lying to yourself.
And if you're willing to do something extreme in return for the salt, our dream person is someone that's willing to get a small KFC tattoo live on the air. Are you willing to do this, Tom?
Absolutely.
Did someone say KFC?
Yeah, that's right. Of course, this is day two of the KFC Chip Salt Challenge. No other radio station in the world is doing this. We can personally guarantee
or has
that of
ever
you.
Done this no, before.
It's 100% unique, and it probably won't happen again. Anyway, this is a very exciting moment because we are on day two and we have Eddie in the studio, the tattoo studio, that is, and Jade's live on the scene.
Hello, guys.
G'day, guys. So, Eddie is lying face down at the moment on the couch, ready to get tatted up. So, firstly, we are doing a cover job today, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So, explain to everyone, Eddie, what you had on your butt cheek and why.
I had a bloke's name by the name of Ads, and yeah, it was from when I was 18. We had a drunk night and had a bet, and I was sure I was going to win the bet, and obviously didn't win the bet.
Has that always been a sore point in the bedroom, explaining to the ladies why you have a man's name there?
Yeah, it was a bit sus to start
Great
with.
Great question. Great question.
So now all you have to say is, I just love the chicken, and it's finger-licking good, ladies.
All right, Jade. So we are live on the New FM Facebook page right now. Let's ask a little bit about Eddie. Tell us, what do you do, Eddie? How old are you?
So the guys want to know a little bit about you. So your age, where you're from, and how much you love KFC.
So I'm 28. I'm from Aberglasslyn. And yeah, I have it at least once a week.
Once a week. And you do all the cooking at home?
Majority of it, yeah.
Well,
so
yeah, having that KFC chip salt in the arsenal will be perfect, won't it?
It definitely is going to be, Crevo. All right, Pat, owner of Aliart Tattoo, is waiting very patiently. So we're going to kick off with the tattoo machine.
Okay,
right,
so here it is. Eddie getting a massive KFC chicken drumstick tattooed on his bum cheek with the tagline, "It's finger licking good." Here we go.
It started. Oh, my God. And if you want to check this all out, of course, we are streaming live on our New FM Facebook page. That is quite a big chicken drumstick. I'm surprised, actually,
that's
about
really
how large it is.
I just want to explain quickly to you guys. So there is a drumstick and there is a mini chicken wing. And then there's going to be flames surrounding the chicken.
Wow, that's
so
cool.
So it's going to be cooking.
I see Eddie's wearing Max-branded undies as well. You can check it out on the New FM live stream on our Facebook page. So check that out. It's live now. We're going to check back in a minute with you, Jade. Thank you. Wow. There we go.
Day two of the KFC Chip Salt giveaway.
Sound. It's so...
There's something about it, isn't it?
It's making me want to get another tattoo.
Big drumstick on the bum.
Just make sure you get your tattoo right, Maddie.
Yeah. No bloke's name on my butt cheek. Thank you.
Absolutely not.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Shut up and take my money.
They still have to admit how good the KFC chips are.
Yeah, and if you can't admit that, you're lying to yourself.
And if you're willing to do something extreme in return for the salt, our dream person is someone that's willing to get a small KFC tattoo live on the air. Are you willing to do this, Tom?
Absolutely.
Did someone say KFC?
Oh, my God. This is such a sight on the New FM Facebook page. We are live. Jade is at Alien Art Tattoo in Mayfield. They're recruiting artists right now. Hit them up on Instagram to check them out. And do you know what? He's 28 years old from Aberglasslyn, and his girlfriend thinks he's an embarrassment for doing this. Jade, are you there?
I am here, and I felt so sorry for Eddie because his girlfriend was trying to round up all her friends saying, "Eddie, you're an embarrassment, don't do this." And I say, no.
You're absolutely
wrong. Your partner's
wrong.
Lucky that you're sticking around because having a man's name on your butt is a no deal.
You would think so, right?
Hey, Jade, let's ask Eddie, out of 10, what's the pain like? Because on the live stream just watching here, it looks really painful.
Okay, Eddie, out of 10, what's the pain like?
Oh, 6.
About a 6, he said. It is a little bit, it's like a burning sensation for you, isn't it?
Oh, not so much burning, it's tearing.
That sort of sounds like he's got a urinary tract infection.
What?
He definitely doesn't have one of those. But he finds it very painful on the butt cheek, and he's got a nice cup of Skittles here. Pat's hooked him up.
All a part
got him
of
a
the
fan,
service.
And I've been also fanning him down with my sheet of paper here, keeping him cool.
I bet you Eddie's loving that, Jade.
Yeah, looking like a bit of a tomato on the face.
Oh.
You doing okay?
Yeah, fine.
I tell you
he's
what.
He's put on a brave face.
He's a brave man.
I got in trouble because I was making him laugh too much and he was jiggling around on the table.
Stop it, Jade. Stop it.
I know,
let him get his stat done.
I tell you what. But he's doing a great job.
Looking at the position of how Eddie's lying down on the bench, mate, you wouldn't want to let one rip, let me tell you, because Pat is right over the top of there.
Yeah, did you watch what you ate last night? No curries or anything like that?
No Mexican.
No fish and chips last night.
Oh, good.
Smart man. Something carb heavy to just weigh you down.
Hey, do you want to give Eddie a message, Jade? Just looking at the live stream, his sister Sarah has sent a message saying, "Go, Eddie." Lots of
Your
support
sister
online.
Has sent a message through online saying, "Go, Eddie." Do you have a message for your family?
There it is.
Really.
All right, very good. Well, Jade, you're at Alien Art Tattoo Mayfield recruiting artists now. We're going to catch up with you again soon and see how it's going because it's quite a big tat.
It is. It's huge and it's looking good.
Finger licking good.
That's the, literally good. The text that is above it. How cool, right?
On offer, of course, just for doing this, Eddie will walk away with a 1 kilo bag of KFC chip salt.
The official.
Yes, thanks, KFC. We love you.
And do you know what? If you're listening right now, Crevo, we weren't going to put this out there, but I think we should do it. Tomorrow, we had someone lined up, but they've decided to drop out.
Yeah.
So we have one coveted position left, one bag of chip salt left. If you think you can beat this level of craziness, give us a call right now, 131009.
We'll take your calls.
We'll take your calls next. What would you do for the chip salt? A new FM, it's 829.
Jay, Maddie and Creaso, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This
is
Jay, Maddie and Creaso.
Jay, Maddie and Creaso, the Novos.
105 minutes of commercial-free music is kicking off after us at 9 o'clock. It's your official at-work station with producer Jackson. But, of course, guys, Jade is live down at Alien Art Tattoo Mayfield, where our listener Eddie is getting a tattoo of a chicken drumstick on his butt cheek for a big bag of KFC chip salt. Hello, Jade.
Hello. How's it going? We're having a lot of fun down here.
What's happening? How's the tat going? Is he all right?
The tat's... Coming along good. Very nicely, but Eddie is in a little bit of pain because it's sort of going to the left-hand side, almost closer to the hip.
Oh, that's
so
more
he's
painful.
Been flinching a little, haven't you?
Yeah, right near the hip bone, it sort of tickles a bit.
See, I would have thought closer to the crack would have been more painful, but maybe it's the other way.
Yes, well, he would be flinching.
Does Eddie have work? Does Eddie have work today, Jade?
Do you have work today?
No, I'm using annual leave day.
Oh, happy day.
Good stuff.
What a legend.
Because I don't think you're going to be able to sit down for a little while.
Taking annual leave to get a tattoo on the radio. I love that.
It's brilliant.
10 out of 10. Hey, Jay, we just put it out there, of course. We had someone drop out at the last minute for tomorrow, and we thought so many people want this, want a big bag of KFC chips, and we do have an offer from Amber right now. She's on the show. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing good. I believe you have an offer for us.
I certainly do.
Okay, let's hear it.
It is a cartoon character of you three guys with your names printed underneath on my butt.
Oh, I think we've got to accept this offer. So I'm going to make an executive decision here.
Our faces on your bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I didn't think it would get to this.
I don't think we can say no, Maddie.
I don't think we can say no either.
Amber, we accept your offer.
Congratulations. Yes, you're the winner of bag number three.
There it is. Wow. What a week. Okay, tell us a bit about yourself, Amber. Where are you from?
I'm from Stockton.
Yep, nice. Mm-hmm. And how old are you?
I'm 44.
Yeah, good start.
Nice one.
Do you know what? I love that. I honestly love that, Amber.
You're just living your life.
You're living your life and doing something crazy.
You're an awesome lady.
Absolutely. I am. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're going to see you tomorrow morning to get mine, Crevo's and Jade's faces tattooed on your bottom.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, wow.
You're so very welcome.
No, thank you. First meal you're going to make with the chip salt.
Sorry, what was that?
What's the first meal you're going to make with the KFC chip salt?
Oh, definitely chicken.
Chicken,
fried
smart.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Fried chicken with some chip salt.
Beautiful.
Chip salt on it. Yeah.
Wow, this is great. All right. Accepted. Very good.
Locked in for tomorrow.
How does that sound, Jade? Your face on a person's bum.
That sounds amazing.
That's a dream. We're going to check in with Jade and Eddie at Alien Art Tattoos in Mayfield very soon. Up next, though, Dr. Coleman is here to answer all of your medical questions.
Jade, Maddie and Creaso, the Novos.
I can't believe we just got that call from Amber. If you're just tuning in, she offered for a bag of KFC chip salt to get mine, Creaso and Jade's faces tattooed on her bum tomorrow.
This is just a mind-blowing still.
Incredible
people
stuff.
People love KFC chip salt is what we're learning.
Yep. Hey, we're going to check in with Jade and Eddie soon. Right now, though, this is Dr. Coleman on the show. Okay, every week, one of our faves is on the show. It's Dr. Coleman answering all of your medical questions. If you want to ask Dr. Coleman a question, you can hit us up on Instagram at Jade Maddie Creaso. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning to you guys. Good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you on, Doctor. How's everything up in the Tiwi Islands this morning?
It's all good. Actually, funnily enough, I'm running some education for Newcastle GPs at the moment. So last weekend and this weekend, but all via webinar, so I don't have to actually get there.
Oh, wow!
How cool is that? I mean, yeah. That's the technology these days. And also just shows the level of doctor you are, because you're the one teaching other doctors.
In our area.
Yeah, well, I teach the doctors, I teach you guys. That's sort of part of the gig.
Oh, good on you. Well, we've got our first question for you this morning.
Yep, here we go.
Hi, Dr. Coleman. I had my first child a few months ago, and I've been struggling to get the baby weight off. I work out 4 times a week, and I've been eating really well. Why can't I lose weight?
Yeah, so getting the baby weight off is tricky, and I feel for her. And look, really, I think she's doing the right thing. So really, it really does come down to the exercise in particular and the eating. With the exercise, exercise is really good for your body after you've had a baby and gets everything strong again. It doesn't necessarily on its own do a whole lot for the weight, at least not as much as you'd hope. So it probably does come down to the eating. But look, if the woman who called up in breastfeeding, I think that's a big advantage as well, because you actually pass a lot of the calories onto the baby. And if not, it probably is a matter of patience and time, because, you've got other things to worry about at the time as well, and what's going on in your life.
But as a woman, Dr. Coleman, I have heard that, if you breastfeed, you do lose the weight a lot quicker. Does it still work though, because some women can't breastfeed and they've got to, they've just got to pump and express because unfortunately the baby won't take it. Yep. So will pumping and expressing yourself still help lose the weight?
It does. So, I mean, you would, it doesn't, it's not the actual act of the baby sucking on the breast itself. It's the losing the calories through, you produce calories in breast milk for the baby, and you're really passing that on. So it doesn't matter how the breast milk gets out. But if you are breastfeeding generally, whether that be by pump or directly, then, that should help lose the weight.
Because some women can choose not to breastfeed, can't you? Because I've heard that you can actually take a tablet and it actually will stop your boobs from producing the milk.
A lot of women choose not to breastfeed, and that's fine too. It's up to its individual choice. Most women don't actually need a tablet as such. So if you don't breastfeed, then after a few days, your breasts stop producing the milk. There is, if you're in pain because your breasts are producing milk, and there are some things you can take to help reduce that.
Okay, there you go. I just want to work it out, because if I plan to have babies down the track, I'm better off, if I didn't want to breastfeed, instead of taking the tablet, I'm better off just expressing, because it'll still help me lose the weight.
Dr. Coleman, Jade's always looking for a shortcut.
She keeps talking about babies. I think she might be pregnant, but hasn't told us yet. That is very good. Question number 2 for you, Dr. Coleman, from John Doe.
Hey, Doctor. Look, I am having a bit of a hard time in the bedroom to get excited with the wife, and it's not that I don't find her attractive or sexy, but it's just not happening. Do you have any solutions or know what could be wrong?
The old John Doe. I think I recognise John Doe's voice.
Yeah. No.
Having problems, I gather, with erections.
Yeah, libido problems.
Sure. Oh, okay. It's too hard to give a single answer, to tell you the truth, on the radio without asking him some questions. So there are plenty of things your GP can have a look at. And that would be range from, alcohol, smoking, and your general health and weight, and diabetes and things like that, to sort of the more psychological factors in terms of how the relationship's going and whether
your mood is changed and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, so, Dante, how important is it to, like, how important is the link between diet, you know, going out on the weekend, you know, catching up with mates, having beers and maybe a couple of burgers or whatever? Is it, is there a strong link between living unhealthily and not having a present libido?
Yeah, look, there really is. And I think both in the short and long term. So in the longer term, it's, you know, things like weight gain and blood vessel disease, which can affect the heart, obviously, mainly, but also can affect downstairs.
Yeah.
But also in the shorter term, after a big weekend, particularly, you know, lots of alcohol or smoking or any other substances and that sort of thing, and overdoing it, yeah, it's a bit like expecting your doctor to run a race or something. You're not going to be as good. Definitely.
Well, there he is, Dr. Coleman. Thank you so much. Insightful as always. And we'll catch up with you next week. Thank you, Doctor.
Fantastic.
See you,
guys. Bye.
All right, guys. Up next, Cash Cocktail is on the air. We're now at $450. $13.1009. There's only two sounds left. You get them both, you get the cash. Plus, every single person that gets on the air is in the draw for the 12-pack of cocktail cans. These are pre-mixed cocktails, really premium stuff, like apple pie-flavoured cocktails.
Which is delicious. Do you know what I love about Newcastle Distilling Co.? Of course, we had them in here when they first kicked off with their whiskey launch.
Yeah.
They're just such amazing, lovely guys who just put so much love and effort into what they do.
It's really handcrafted, high quality stuff that they're making, and these cocktail cans are awesome. So if you want to win them, I mean, just try and get on the air for that.
Okay,
in itself.
Here we go. We do know that sound number one is an electric toothbrush.
We just need two and three. You get them both right, you win $450 right now.
Yep, and we'll check in with Jade and Eddie getting his tattoo at Alien Art Tattoo Mayfield of a chicken drumstick on his bum cheek.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
The Novos Cash Cocktail. It's your chance to win cash.
And only on Newcastle's New FM.
Cash, money, bag. Cash, money, bag.
That's right.
Cash money again, Creepo.
$450 up for grabs. Very simple. There's only two sounds left. Get them both. You get the money. Really easy.
Listen carefully. Here they are. Number one is an electric toothbrush. All right. What could they be? Let's find out. Let's go to Helen. Hey, Helen.
Hi. How are you going?
Doing good. Are you enjoying the tattoos on air this week?
I think they're really good.
Yeah. Would you do it for the chip salt?
No.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm a scaredy cat.
Pay for the chip salt for the price of paying for a tattoo.
Well, there you go. All right, let's do it. We need sound number two and three. What do you think they are?
Okay, I'm not interested in the cash. I just want to get in the draw for those cocktails. I have no idea what they are.
No, we'll have a stab, Helen. Play the game, Doug.
At least one.
All right, can you play them for me?
Yeah. Yep, here we go.
Maybe number two is an ice machine, like clicking the ice out of the ice maker.
Incorrect, but you're in the draw. Thank you, Helen.
Thanks
for that.
Let's go to Trish. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Noises number two and three, what are they?
Well, it'd be washing the toothbrush and putting it back on the shelf.
Incorrect.
Thanks for playing.
Appreciate that. In the draw, Nicole, hello.
Hello, how are you going?
Hey, doing well, Nicole. How's your morning so far?
Yeah, pretty good. Luck in the sunshine, even though it's not as sunny as yesterday, but still.
Isn't it beautiful? You walk outside, it fills you with happiness.
It does, doesn't it?
Well, let's end the show on some positivity.
Yeah, I love it.
Sound two and three, what do you think they are?
I think two is dropping a fish into a fish tank, and three, pulling aluminium foil off the roller.
Not those. Thank you, though. Enjoy your day. The cash cocktail back tomorrow on the show. And of course, if you've been listening or just tuning in now, Jade is at Alien Art Tattoo in Mayfield, where listener Eddie is getting a chicken drumstick tattooed on his bum cheek for a bag of KFC chip salt. Jade, are you there?
I am.
How are you? How's it going?
Oh, it's great down here. I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah, of course you are. You're not at work.
It's right up your alley.
Yeah, doing zero work. But no, we're going really well down here. Currently, Pat is into the shading. So he's doing the final touches with his tattoo machine. and it's looking really good.
All right, let's talk to Eddie, find out how he's feeling. Does he regret his decision?
All right, Eddie, how are you feeling, and do you regret your decision?
I feel great. No, not at all. Worth every part of it.
What is that sound?
It's somebody's ringtone, obviously, firing off.
Yeah, Eddie's a popular man down here. I think all his mates are going, yeah, mate, KFC later.
Look, the KFC doesn't come with the salt, unfortunately.
No, it's just the salt.
just having a look at the live stream, UFM Facebook page, it is live right now. So much support for Eddie. Thank you for everything, Eddie. Enjoy the chicken salt. And the live stream will continue. Yeah, Jade?
Yeah, the live stream's continuing. We're almost done. But stick around so you can see the final
result.
Masterpiece.
Have you got the salt with you right now?
I do have the salt.
All right, well,
here we go. Well, let me go get it.
Unofficially award the salt. He doesn't have to touch it, but let's hear some thoughts.
You don't have to touch it. But, Eddie, this is for you. You've won 1 kilo of KFC chip salt.
Hey, well done, man. How good
Everyone's
is that?
Everyone's cheering for you.
All right, the final one tomorrow on the show, and of course it is going to be, by the sounds of it, our portrait on someone's bum cheek.
I can't believe it.
No one can.
Believe it.
Nobody can.
Jade, Maddie and Greaser, the Novos.